It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On The Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is The Morning Shift, and usually this is the time when you hear the soft voice of Mike Johnson, or maybe even
we're
Robbie
dialed
T.
up with Dylon. Yep, you know what? Let's tell people how things work. You know, this is something I was supposed to go. Can you do this?
I
was tired. I got another gig I have to do. I was tired. Dylon, can you just do this?
And I got you.
I was thrown off to start the segment because I kept looking at Tiffany to bring us back, and then you start talking, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
Why would I talk?
It's my music.
Go on, Dylon. Carry on.
Anywho, I am going to come in, and I'm going to bring you all a Top 5 Tuesday. Mike Johnson usually does a great job with these lists, but today I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path when it comes to a Top 5 list. Mike usually goes somewhere in the sports realm. He has done, I believe, one, maybe two food top fives before, if I'm not mistaken. But I wanted to go with the food top five today.
I tried that time tonight.
Oh, and then you started with number one.
I started with number one.
Yeah,
do you have honorable mentions? Where is the food? What kind of food? What is...
So, I'm glad you asked that question, Bo. In honor of National Sugar Cookie Day today, I'm going to go with a
what an awful
cookie
national holiday.
Top five. Yeah, the national holidays are fun.
We always have days for something.
We're already ripping your top five.
No, well, you don't know if sugar cookies are in the top five or not.
Okay,
that's
right.
for me to know and you to find out.
It's your favorite cookie.
It's my favorite cookie. So
sugar cookie is?
No, I don't. Well, you got to find out.
Wait,
you got to find out.
I'm sorry, dude. We'll all keep cutting. Keep going.
We're butchering it.
You all can tweet at me at _DylonMatthews. Tweet at the show account on X as well, or Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, post it on there. Make sure
at 929 Morning Shift. I will post it there, the top five list. I'll put the honorable mentions on there as well. And I will start, as a matter of fact, with the honorable mentions that I have. So I'll just roll these off real quick, and you guys keep your thoughts on the honorable mentions afterwards. In honorable mentions, I have oatmeal raisin. Not because I don't really like raisins, but oatmeal raisin cookie is okay.
You know what? I like oatmeal raisin cookie.
And I know they're popular, so I put it in honorable mention.
My grandmother used to make homemade oatmeal cookies, but she always had a chocolate chip in the middle.
That's a chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Oatmeal cookies.
Yeah, it was oatmeal raisins, but they had one chocolate chip in the middle. It was perfect.
That's
like one giant chocolate chip.
Yeah, pretty good size.
Interesting.
Okay. I would actually be down to try that. So oatmeal raisin is an honorable mention. Snickerdoodles, those are honorable mentions as well. Good snickerdoodle is pretty good, in my opinion. I'm not a huge fan of like ginger stuff. So like ginger snaps are okay to me if it's not too gingery. But I put a ginger snap on there.
I'm desperate.
Shortbread cookies and then lemon cookies. I have a quick story about lemon cookies, by the way. When I was in Michigan, a week or so ago, my uncle's fiance brought over some lemon cookies that she handmade. I don't usually like lemon desserts, but when I tell you that was the absolute best lemon cookie I've ever had in my entire life. It wasn't too lemony. It was a perfect amount of lemon, perfect amount of like sugar cookie
perfect
as
ratio.
Well. It was the perfect ratio. It was such a good lemon cookie. But those are the honorable mentions. Oatmeal raisins, snickerdoodles, ginger snaps, shortbread cookies, and lemon cookies. So without further ado, here we go with the top five. Unlike Tiffany, we'll start at number five.
Whatever.
Number five.
Number five. Sugar cookie did in fact make the list, but it's at number five though. It's at number five. If you have a good one, a store bought one's of course not very good, but if you hand make a sugar cookie, I feel like there's potential there for a sugar cookie.
It's basic. It's the most basic of cookies.
It's a waste of calories and sugar intake.
I think the batter's better than the cookie, probably.
Yes.
Ooh, I'd probably
eat that.
That's fair, actually. That's fair. So that is number five. Sugar cookie did make the list. You know, I had to make the list in honor of National Sugar Cookie Day. So that is coming at number five. Here we go with number four.
Number four.
At number four, this one actually, until I remembered what my number two was going to be, this one was going to be number two. But number two, a good old-fashioned peanut butter cookie. Why are you laughing, Bo?
Peanut butter cookie?
Can I ask a question real quick?
Of course.
These are kind of bland.
These are
the back two are pretty bland. Well, these, how many cookies variations?
I love
are
a
there?
Proper peanut butter
but
cookie.
These Thank all you, sound Rob. Very generic, and I'm asking you: are you putting like chocolate chip cookie with M&M's on it or Oreos on here.
See, M&M's.
I'm actually really good question. I'm glad you asked that because I thought about getting real fancy, but at that point, if you're getting, I wanted to keep it generic. Because
generic types of cookies.
Yeah,
okay.
Generic
okay.
types.
Get off the rails, we'll never get to number one.
I was just asking the clarification.
It's a good clarification. I'll say this. It's a good clarification because you can get very creative with cookies, and you can almost make your own favorite type of cookie.
Look,
you can make an M&M Oreo chocolate chip cookie.
But now
you
you're hosting a segment, so I'm going to keep us on track. Let's keep it moving.
All right.
Number three.
So I have peanut butter cookies at number four. Here's number three.
Number three.
Another variation of a peanut butter cookie, but different. Peanut blossoms. If you are unaware of what a peanut blossom
is,
it is the, and they have different names for them too, so you guys probably call them by a different name. It's the peanut butter cookie with a Hershey Kiss in the middle. It's that one.
Yeah, I didn't know they were called blossoms.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
I don't know if that's the official name
so far
for
this
it.
This list is like a little, I don't know. Let's what else you got for us?
I mean, you know.
I like the destination cookie.
I know.
Eat your way to that chocolate in the middle.
There you go. I feel like Mike Johnson now. You guys, the list is being hated already.
Welcome.
Mike Johnson, you can have your job back when you come back, bro. All right, here's number two.
Number two.
We broke his spirit.
It is. It's gone now. Number two. This one, I was trying to remember, and I couldn't remember for the life of me the name of this cookie, so I had to, like, look it up as best I could, but I finally found the name of it, and I don't know how I forgot it, but I really couldn't remember the name of the nut, but white chocolate
macadamia
nut.
Yeah, that's okay. We're getting respectable now.
Okay, so that's at my number two. You could make an argument for number one, but I have it at a respectable number two because, I mean, if this cookie is made right, it's just, it is.
It is, but you need to add, like, I've had it with peanut butter, like, chocolate, peanut butter, like, chips, and peanut butter globs, whatever you want to call them, and chocolate chips.
That is
a delicious
cookie.
Interesting.
I would definitely try that. But if you get this, if you make it right, it is the perfect ratio of sweet and savory. So it hits every time, especially warm coming out of the oven. Nothing too much better than a good white chocolate macadamia nut. Other than this, and that gets us to number one. And I already know for this one, you guys are going to hate me for it.
You're going to get ripped over the coals?
I'm going to get ripped over this one. I already know. Here's number one.
Number one.
A good old-fashioned chocolate chip cookie. Nothing beats a classic.
I thought you weren't gonna
I got
it
no
on
problem
list.
With that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who has a problem with that?
Oh, okay, good.
Especially
good.
Soft right out of the oven?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I always rub it
on my torso. That's how good it is.
I always see memes on Twitter where it's like nothing beats a chocolate chip cookie, a medium rare chocolate chip cookie or something like that. It was pretty funny. Or no, I say boneless.
Medium rare.
No. They say boneless.
Soft. Like,
they say boneless.
It's something the kids are probably talking about these days, but I can interpret it. You know, because I'm kind of I'm still a youth.
And no,
heart,
so I mess it up. They say boneless. Decipher. Nothing better than a boneless chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, also known as soft and chewy. I mean, what the hell are we doing? Boneless.
It's the kids. It's
call
the
it.
Kids.
It's what the youth call it, but you know I'm gonna keep you hip on this show.
I'm never gonna a good chocolate chip cookie. It's not. You know, a rock hard is the ultimate cookie. I mean, there's no beating.
I like a little, like, I'm okay with the brown edges and then the ooey gooey center.
That's fine. Yeah, a little bit of crisp on the outside and then, like I said, warm on the inside.
When we were in high school, we had a vending machine. It wasn't like back in the day. Now they have all kinds of vending machines. We had like a vending machine that had grandma's chocolate chip cookies.
Those things have gotten smaller and smaller, too. They used to be so big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
They used to be huge in a two-pack, and I would get those every day with like a Mountain Dew. holy shnikes, they were so good. So good.
You just eat boringly healthy, though, between those.
Wait, him?
Yeah, the grandma's cooking Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
quite a combination right there.
It sounds like one of my meals occasionally.
So that's our top five.
That's our top five. I will recap. Number five, sugar cookies. It is national sugar cookie day. So number five, sugar cookies. Number four, peanut butter cookies, just straight up peanut butter cookies. Number three, peanut butter blossoms, the peanut butter cookie with the Hershey Kiss in the middle. At number two, white chocolate macadamia nut. And at number one, a good old-fashioned classic chocolate chip cookie.
I mean,
nothing's better.
Look, I'm not going to – if this is a Top 5 Tuesday, I have to criticize it. This is pretty weak.
You don't
and
have
I'll
to.
Never make, I'll never make a list that will be open for critique, but I will say you played it safe. Like, you went with cookies. You could have picked pizza toppings. You could have talked about Hawaiian pizza, like pineapple pizza.
Pizza.
Like you could have ventured into those waters, but you played it safe with cookies. But
depending on how you cook the pineapple,
it's not. National Pineapple on Pizza Day?
I don't care what day it is. These food holidays, ridiculous, except for National Donut Day.
I feel like Pizza Day is like 3 times a year.
That's acceptable.
And, yeah, sugar cookies are garbage, dude.
Haggis Day coming up in August.
You want to weigh in on Dylan's cookie list?
Should have been Oreos on there.
Nutter Butters.
But these are all like homemade cookies.
Yeah, these are like homemade.
I understand.
All right, well, call us 404-726-0929, or perhaps you have thoughts about Bijan being ranked number 6 going into this season when it comes to running backs. That was per the ESPN survey that we discussed earlier. Give us a shout on anything you like. Wake up calls next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.